All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 6A, the flagship of the San Francisco Giants, with, I think, the most exciting player to come into the National League in many years, and that's Billy Hamilton. What do you think when people say, wow, what an exciting player coming into this league?
I mean, it's a good feeling. I mean, it's something that people that want to come to the park, make them want to come to the park and see something exciting, you know what I mean? Rather it be a home run, rather it be a stolen base, rather it be a guy like me being crazy to trying to tag up from second base. I mean, you know, like ball hit the second base, just crazy stuff like that. People love to see that. You know, like last night I tried something that's pretty crazy that a lot of people wouldn't do, you know, tag up for a ball on second base, but it's fun. People on my Twitter, they tell me, like, oh, my God, that's crazy. I don't think anybody else would have ever tried that. That's awesome. You got out, but it was an awesome try, you know? So, I mean, it's just things I do that people want to come see, that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's really exciting, Billy Hamilton with us. I'll tell you one thing. There's a famous play in Cincinnati Reds history in the World Series in 1972. Ask Brandon Phillips about this. He'll remember this. And Joe Morgan threw out Blue Moon Odom of the Oakland A's at home on a play just like that with a backpedaling second baseman. So let me tell you, when you got speed, you put pressure on the defense.
Of course. I mean, that's what we talk about here all the time. It doesn't matter how close you are. It always had to be a perfect throw. It got to be something perfect. I knew that. I mean, the guy made a great play last night. But like you said, the guy was backpedaling and you got to make a perfect throw. I mean, speed puts pressure on everybody, infielders, outfielders, pitchers. So, I mean, it's great to have speed.
You've had a nice season so far. And again, I mentioned Brandon Phillips because we love him, and he's a lot of fun to talk to. He said, well, this guy, you should have seen the beginning of the year. He couldn't do anything, and all of a sudden the light turned on for you. What happened?
I mean, you know, it's my first big league season, and it was just more of me trying to do too much, put pressure on myself. I felt like I had to go out and I had to do this. I had to try to make myself be a part of this team. I had to try to do too much, and they sat me down. They was like, hey, man, you're going to be here. You're supposed to be here. Just relax. Play your game. And I took that in, and I just started relaxing and playing my game and letting it come to me and not worrying about trying to do this and trying to do that. And it's been coming along pretty good so far this last month or so.
Yeah, you know, I do the scoreboard every once in a while, and I look at the scoreboard and say, well, the Reds won, and a home run by Billy Hamilton. Come on, you're hitting home runs now. What's that?
I have no idea. You know, I mean, it happens every now and then. You get the one where you have the same swing as you hit a ground ball on, in the same swing, it just happens to go out the park, you know. But, I mean, it's a great feeling. I mean, that's not what my game is, but every now and then it happens. I mean, you got to take it. You got to be like, hey, I don't try to hit home runs, but if it happens, it happens. So, I mean, it's a great feeling.
Did you have any success in the minor leagues with home runs at all? I know, of course, we'll talk just about Bakersfield a little bit, you know, and the amazing season you had in the Cal League.
No, not at all. I mean, the most I've ever had in the season maybe was last year, and that was, I think I had six. Wow. I mean, the most amazing thing is about, like, my whole minor league career, every year that I've been in minor league, which has been 5 or 6 years, I've had an inside the park home run every year. So that's, I mean, those home runs are fun, you know. Their home runs are very fun. But yeah, I mean, I'm not a home run hitter. I get a few every now and then. So,
all right. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I forgot about inside the park home runs. That's, you know, other than a triple, that's probably the most exciting play in baseball. You did break a major stolen base record in the minor leagues. What excitement that must have been for you.
Oh, I mean, it was a great feeling. I mean, especially when it happened, that the last steal to break the stolen base record was awesome. It was more, it was like relief, like I've done it, because, you know, the last week or so of the season, it like, oh, you got to get this, you got to do this, you got to do that. And it's just, I put a lot of pressure on myself. I went through a little struggle for the last month or so of like getting stolen bases, because I was thinking about it too much. And like I said, it's one of them things that I had during the early of the season this year. I was trying to think about doing it too much. I did that on the verge of breaking the record. I did the same thing, so I had to relax and everything. But man, it was a great feeling. I mean, especially record been held that long and me not knowing anything about the stolen base record until that season. So I mean, it was amazing.
What fun. Do you ever try to steal home? I mean, I grew up, Jackie Robinson used to steal home. Rod Carew used to steal home. Ever try that?
I tried it one time my whole career, like my own leagues and all, and that was this year during the Nationals. I mean, okay. I always think, you know, like I'm on third base. I mean, the guys behind me can drive me in somewhere. I mean, I'd rather go and try to fly to second base and let those guys throw RBI. And, you know, we talked about it earlier during the season. That's one thing I wanted to do in my career was steal home. And that was the first attempt that I ever tried. I mean, the guy was in a windup. I was on third, and then he went back, and I went, and he just stopped out of his motion and went straight home. You know, I mean, we didn't know what the rule was about that situation, but I mean, that's why I want to attempt it again, because I ended up getting out, and I felt bad for the guy behind me. You know, he messed up on his RBI. So, I mean, it's just something I do. I mean, like yesterday, you know, I always feel bad when I do stuff like that, because I feel like the guy behind me can drive me in, but. These guys are just like, it's awesome, man. That's a great try. Who else would have tried that? You know what I mean? Guy backpedaling. So I feel good with these guys on the team. They're really good, man. They really like, they're behind me, everything I do. And they know how crazy I am on the bases and how fearless I am to do crazy things. So it makes it a lot better, man.
You know, great to have Billy Hamilton with us. It's a lot of fun. You're one of the most exciting players in the game. I hope you're an all-star. Who knows? Maybe you'll be an all-star this year. Who knows how this will turn out? That'd be pretty exciting for you.
It'd be very exciting. Like you said, who knows? I mean, I've been getting talks about it lately, you know, because the All-Star means something now more than I think did it in the past. Like, the past, I didn't think it meant anything, but I feel like now that it means something, you know, that you want to win it. Like, you want to win the All-Star game, you know. So, who knows if they need me to come off the bench or do something. I mean, it'll be awesome to be there, you know, and I feel like the work I'm putting in, I mean, I want to be there. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Oh, you got to be there. Now, you just said it. You convinced me.
Yeah.
You need a bag at the end of the game. You're coming in. Believe me, you're coming in. Trust me, you're coming in. Hey, what's the easiest base to steal for you, second or third?
I say third. Okay. I say third. Third base is a lot easier than first base, you know, because, I mean, first base really, like, they're really focusing on you. Okay. They're really focusing on you on first base because they don't want to get you into scoring position.
Okay.
In that second base, you're in scoring position, so they worry less about you. They worry about more getting a hitter, you know, because you're already in scoring position. So I feel like third base is easier.
Okay. Delino DeShields, a big part of your career. I remember when he came up with the Expos. He was terrific. His son is a player as well. But Delino DeShields was your mentor and still is.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as soon as I got to the league, like, he was one of the guys I first met up with, and he really taught me everything. He was, I mean, I didn't really watch him because he wasn't in my era, but I watched him like on the TV, like going back and watching the old video of him and stuff like that. He's amazing, man. He took me in like a son. Was just like, I'm gonna lead you through this. I'm gonna take you through this. And I feel like all my success comes from my mentor in high school, was the guy who I called my dad, and him, and then Delino took me on from when I got out of high school until here. So I feel like the success I have now is from them. I mean, these shields is great. I mean, he calls me all the time and just checks on me how I'm doing. He reads the box score and checks my game, how I play. He texts me, tell me what I'm doing wrong, tell me what I need to try, and I try it, and it works out very well.
You know, just the next time you talk to him, ask him, were you a good opening day hitter? He's got big records on opening day, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay. I never asked him about that, but I know one thing about my opening day. I might have set a record, but it wasn't a good record.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
First, opening day, I went 0-4, four strikeouts. First, so maybe his is way better than mine, you know.
He'll talk to you about that. You almost became a football player, huh? At Mississippi State?
Yeah, I signed a football scholarship out of high school to go play at Mississippi State. I mean, football was one of my sports I love, you know, and was pretty good at it. And I was going to go to college and be a dual sport athlete, because I mean, I played all of them in high school, played basketball too. Look, out of all three sports, basketball was my best sport, to be honest with you. But going to college, you couldn't play basketball and baseball at the same time, because it runs in between. But you had a chance to play football and baseball because you had a little time in between, so that's why I picked both of those sports.
So were you a wide receiver or running back? What were you? Now, I went to the University of Florida. I told you that. We never liked Mississippi State. You know, they always used to run over the Gators. But with your speed, I imagine probably a wide receiver, I'd guess.
Yes, I was a wide receiver in kick return, punt return. But so I played defense in high school, but I wasn't going to play defense in college, you know.
So you're in the big leagues, and you're a center fielder for the Cincinnati Reds, a great organization, great history. Can you believe it? Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is like a dream. Like, I'm feel like I'm in a dream, you know, because this is what I dreamed of becoming. And it's finally here, like the chance, like the hard work you put in the minor leagues. In the minor leagues, you never think you're going to get there. You're like, man, like, what can I do to get there? What I got to do? And you do something good, you do bad, and you just... It's a lot of pressure in the minor leagues when you play, and then you finally get the chance to do it, and it's fun, man. Like I said, I pinch myself, like, man, like, I'm playing big league. Like, this... I used to play on the video games, be like... playing the big league with these guys that I'm playing on the same field with now. I mean, it's just crazy because I'm just like, let's play the baseball game with my friends and we'll play. And I'm like, oh, I'm playing with this team. Look, I got the best team. And then now I'm on the same field as those guys. It's just like, it's like a dream.
They tease you a lot. I was in the clubhouse yesterday. You guys tease you a lot.
Oh, all the time. They get me all the time. I guess it's a rookie thing. They made me do everything. They're getting on me. Like, we're having fun in the clubhouse. That's one thing when you're going good, everything becomes fun. Like, everybody's messing around with you. But, yeah, they always get on me, not in a bad way. Just me being a rookie, they always messing with me, always teasing me, talking stuff. But it's fun. It's awesome. It's great.
Well, you got a locker next to Brandon Phillips. I say you're pretty lucky for that. But someone did an article the other day of unbreakable records in the big leagues, and they said, all right, not 130 stolen bases of Ricky Henderson, just 100. Can you steal 100?
Can I steal 100? You know, my motto is always, everything is possible. Everything is possible. If one person did it before, it's possible. It's possible. So, I mean, of course, I think I can get it. I can do it. I just got to get on base, do it, steal bases, and see what happens.
You like to bunt at all?
I do like to bunt. You know, that's something I've been working on. I'm not as good as I need to be right now, but I'm still working on bunting. I mean, right now, so I feel like this year is more of a learning process of the bunting thing. I want to learn, like, how to get the bunt down. So, I mean, I want to get a bunch of hits and I want to perfect it, but I don't expect to be really good at it this year. But I feel like coming out of next year, I should be really good. And when I work in it, like, this year, they've been working with me on everything, on the bunting. We're going to do it this all season, and next year is going to be great.
Well, boy, you know, one last thought for you. You know, I always thought of, talked to Maury Wills about this and Davey Lopes and people. You get in the eighth inning, it's a one-run game. Everybody in the park knows you're going. What do you think about when that happens?
I'm thinking about, like, I got to get this base. Yeah. You know it. Like, everybody knows you're going. The other team know you're going. Pitchers know you're going. Catchers know you're going. You just, you got to have that confidence that you're going to get this base. Like, my thought is always never let the fans down, especially when I'm at home. Never let the fans down. Like, last year when I came up just in September, I came in the 7th and 8th, and everybody knew what was going to happen. Yeah. Like, and my thing, like, I cannot let these people down. Like, this is my first time here. I got to show them I want to be here. I got to show them I deserve to be here, and can't let them down.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on. It honestly is. You bring a lot of excitement to the game, and I know from the perspective of an opponent, they said, don't let this guy get on base. And they said the same thing about Maury Wills and Willie Mays and people like that. So it's good company for you, but you seem like you're pretty relaxed about it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's one thing I am. I'm humble no matter what the situation, no matter what I get done. I stay humble. I get a couple hits a game. I come back in and I'm like, okay, this game's over with. I got to do it again tomorrow. So yeah. I'm a humble kid. That's how I was raised. I mean, that's how I would always be.
Good for you. Thank you so much for the time. It's a pleasure to have you on. I'm sure the audience really likes to get to know you. And I'm telling you, you convince me. You're on that all-star team. There's no doubt about it.
Ooh, thank you. I appreciate it. I hope so, too.
All right, that's Billy Hamilton. Billy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the Sports League.